Okay, I want to talk about the issue of bracha. We know that we have tesis d'moshanim, so after 3 years, the machzik is allowed to remain on the land, either as braya or that's his, or that even if we're not sure it's his, he's nonetheless allowed to continue to be machzik. But bracha can break that. So if the ma'ariz mocha tok d'moshanim, he is able to stop the chazaka, the chazaka moshanim, taking effect. So what's the nature of this halacha? So the first makar, the Gemara is familiar with, maskif of vira, elamiata, mechar shal vafana, v'lo tahavi mechar. Dumin de shara muad. Mashar muad, vafana v'ina, hachanami, vafana v'ina. So if vira asks, you know, if we're learning shara muad, should we require the mechar to be vafana? So the Gemara answers, hasam, v'huad v'va'al k'siv, hacha, Chavercha chavra isli. The Rambam comes over here. The chavra isli. With the first makar, the Gemara here on the Chavches and Mubeis explains why you can have macha even shalom afanav, because the bialim or the machzik rather will find out. Even if you do the macha shalom b'fnei machzik, the machzik will find out because chavra isli. And the Gemara began and wonders the same thing on Daf Chavtes Amun Aleph Amarava Shasa Kamaisa Mizdar Inish Bishtar Trei Tlas Mizdar Tvei Lo Mizdar. According to Rava, the reason why it's Gimel Shanim, for 3 years a person holds on to the Shtar, for 3 years he has a legitimate excuse for losing the Shtar, and therefore the Chazak alone is sufficient. Amalei Abaye Elamiata Machas Lefana Vlo Tehavi Machav. Machas not done in front of him and trying to work. Amalei Imachis Rapai Havi Mistarina Bishari. If I would have heard, I would have been careful. The Gemara says no. Amalei Chavra Isla. Even if you do the Machas Lefana, you assume that the word gets it. So, Ish Lachkar. How does this idea of Machah work? How does it stop the Cheskas and Mashanim? How does it stop it? So, the pashtus of the Gemara here, on the Chavtes, is that Shasa Kamaisa Mizder Inish Pishtare, Trev Tas Mizdair, Tvei Lo Mizdair. So, by doing the Macha, so now the Machzik has no excuses. The Machzik, well, I don't know, you should have to keep for the first 3 years, he has an excuse. He has no excuses. When he do macha, he won't have an excuse even after. He can't say the shtar was lost. He should have held on to it. So Rashi there says on the chavches amud beis earlier rather time at the macha lahasros bo liyo zahir b'schusav b'schuyosav. Excuse me, liyo zahir b'schuyosav he ba. Okay, so the simple understanding, I think, of the idea of macha is that it's a way of being mazir, ha-machzik, to hold on to the shtar. But, as we know, there are rishonim who assume that the purpose of macha isn't, it seems to be, it's not necessarily to be mazir, the machzik, to hold on to the shtar. Rather, the lack of a macha, the shtika of the bialim, seems to be a raya that in fact the machzik bought the land. So if you look at the Ran, there are many rishonim who discuss this, it's just a clear formulation of the Ran, in the Shuvas Ayin Hei. The macha, the mahania, eina mitam shenid of an over vade shama machzik davale lezuri bishtar. He rejects the simple understanding of the Gemara. The macha works, says Iran, even if we know as for a fact that the machzik never found out about it, and he wouldn't have known to watch Hishtar, to guard Hishtar. Hainu taima mishum de tama de chazaka shekol shlomicha balakarka atavar muchach shemacharo shenasano. My land, and somebody's sitting there for 3 years. I don't say anything, so it's a chloraya that I either gave it to him as a gift or I sold it to him. V'chule. Right? Lashon and Laran again. Time mishum The chazaku shekol shalomicha balakarka adapar muchiach zaraya shemachara o shenasan. Second understanding, it's not a question of the shtar. Azar Maksik lishmor shtaro. Rather, it's shtika, it's the shtika, the macha. If you don't do macha, the shtika, and the shtika, ave raya, shemachar, anasan, v'matana, v'chule. The Ramban on Chavches actually thinks that it might be taller in the makor. It says, look at source number 4, Kolomar, Bishlama, Ilav, Mishora, Muag, Amina, Dilma, Taima, Mishum, Tispe, Mitla, Shani, copied Inish. Came into the copied, Vadi Machara. Bahai ka copied. So the Ramban says that if you don't learn from Shoah Muad, Dilma. He says, Dilma. Maybe the reason is that after 3 years, a person, you know, would be machmir. And if you didn't say anything, Vadai Machara. Ella, Imishora Muad, Taima, the Machara, the Hasus, Layozoi, Bishyosav, Shizatoin, Shagazla, Gazel, Hibiada, Hilka, Hafilo, Shulofanav, Yisa, Damrin, and Chaver, Chavra, Yisle. So, at this point in the Shakal Tariya, the Ramban feels comfortable saying that if it's Shura Muad, okay, then it's, you know, a question of watching the shtar, guarding the shtar. But if it wasn't Shura Muad, then maybe Dilma, it's a, you know, a question of a raya from the shtik, which I think is interesting. Yeah.
It's probably a Dilma because he's not operating even there within the Maskana. He's still.
Right, it seems only
like
the Havamina.
A Kapeda idea, which is like the middle stage of.
Right, so you're saying it's not a real shtick. The Ran is telling you that until he understands the din. The Ran is saying it as a havmina in the. It's actually interesting because the pashas of the Gemara is that the idea of the shtar is later, not for Shoramuad. The Ran kind of like turns it upside down. You know, again, he's assuming that if it's Shoramuad, then it's more of the shtar. He's bringing again the, as we discussed, the question of, you know, the shtar back into. And you could, in both directions, you can be pulling it, but it's just interesting. Dilma is an important view. But still, as a Havamina, it's still interesting. Another understanding, of course, we're familiar with, is that this whole din of Chesed Lashon is Takana Rabbanan. So if it's Takana Rabbanan, Kol Yimacha is like, you know, the counter Takana. And they were Mesakin that there's a Chazaka for a Machzik, and they were Mesakin likewise that if you do a Macha, it ruins the Chazaka of the Machzik. The Rosh in the Tosfos in Bava Metzia Kofiyo, it says this explicitly, Yadu al akol. Again, it's interesting this lesson. Yadu al akol. You know, whenever somebody says Yadu al akol, so usually they're saying Chiddush. Yadu al akol. Shechachamim tiknu v'chesgim l'shanim omedes v'makom shtar ki ein adam yachal ishmor shtar al olam v'gam tiknu kinegda d'macha mevateles chazaka heicha shemaksik ba begezel. What's interesting in the Rosh in terms of macha, it's takana d'rabban. When it comes to the chazaka, it's not stam atakanas chachamim. The reason is, you know, it's hard to keep your shtar. He's not, this. You could have said it's stam atakanas rabbanan. You know, he's explaining it, you know, based, takana, based on an understanding, and it's hard to be showing your shtar, which is interesting that takanas rabbanan might be something that's dindaraisa, you know, but he's assuming it's a dindar rabbanan for that reason. But l'inyaneinu, what's interesting is that the machala is the machala's mevatel. He doesn't explain why. It's a takanas rabbanan, so let's put over here third tzad, takana d'rabbanan.
Do you not think that just would be like a subcategory
of this? Of this, yeah. That's right. I do agree. Meaning, because right. If the whole original takana is because it's hard to watch the shire, so it makes sense. This is also that. He doesn't say it explicitly. So I think it's interesting he doesn't say it. You could say it's implicit, you know, it's obvious. So with Rabbi Yonah, if you look at Rabbi Yonah, Ella Amar, he also seems to assume it's the Jerabanan. Ella Amar Rava, Shasa Kamaisa Mr. Inish Vishtari, Trey also. But Tlas Lomi's died. After 3 years, a person doesn't guard his star. Peirush, the cave and the Tzvei Lomi's daher, Havale Limchus. With Lomicha Amina, the Vale Zavna. Fishetilu Chachami Olav Limchus. So he kind of sticks three things here in one. He says, Hitilu Chachami Olav Limchus, Tachan Jerabanan. Okay, but then he says, because it's the country of Banan, with Lomicha, Amrin Vadaizam, we assume that he sold it. And the reason is, Tzve Lomis Daher. So he kind of is like mixing up all these three as a. So it's a little bit interesting. Again, we spoke in the past, and we have a backdoor raya. Maybe it starts off as the kandrabanan. Maybe it's connected to the fact that it's hard to guard and watch your star for so long. And then, if you don't follow through, so then we assume that vaday machra, that really we have a raya, you know, maybe on a derisa level, that it really was sold. It was an interesting formulation of Rabbeinu Yonah. I should mention, there is a fourth understanding. Again, I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah is a different understanding. It's a question of how to, where to put emphasis. You know, it could be he's like Tzvad Mitzvah, like Tzvad Rosh, you know.
Although Rosh has a very similar thing also. Over there, I think just right before, he's trying to say that you have a Migu Mamachim Chazak, that's a Migu Mamachim Edim, because there's an Anan Sahadi, same thing, that Anan Sahadi, that a person would never leave his car for 3 years without making a Mechah, if he didn't sell it, because everyone knows that there's a Tefan Sahadim,
okay,
with Zerba Shai. So he also has like this process.
And therefore you think it's, in terms of this Chakira, do you think it's fundamentally this, or it's a third side, or?
I think it's the same as Rabbi Yonah, where like you have like the initial Tachanah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't remember
then,
that.
And mm-hmm. afterwards, like once the Tachanah exists, then a lack of Macha also he says it's like Ibis.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a fourth side. The Ria Barceloni, in the Sefer Ashtaros, says an interesting thing. It says, Holech, he was describing how to do a macha. Umocha bifneim over ploni gazlan. The east of the little gazlan who came on chazal echad mechana also Hashem gazlan umiskais mimenu who ain't a holy levesin over lehem rabosai lama ploni koreosi gazlan hadavri yadua ju gazlan ain't a gazlan chazak. Says the Ria Barceloni, kind of like the opposite of shtika. Who's the tzad of shtika? Some of the rishonim smart say shtika. What does shtika mean? You weren't mocha. If you weren't mocha for 3 years, must be you sold it. Says the Rabbi Barceloni, this guy was mocha. He said, you're a goslin. And you didn't defend yourself? If you don't defend yourself, you're a goslin. And if you're a goslin, ain't the goslin chazal. So I'm not going to pursue this in terms of nafkaminas, but it's a different side. I'll put it here on this side. You know, the Rabbi Barceloni. Raya. Shehave Gazlan, but the Machzik, Ugazlan. So it's interesting that. So, like I said, I think the three main studim are either Stam Tachan Rabbanan, if we assume that can exist, you know, in a vacuum. Although it's very logical to say that Tachan Rabbanan is based on the reality that it's hard to be hard your shire for 3 years. This certainly is a, I think, an obvious side. That's what the Pashas of the Gemara is, and the Chavtes, and we have some Rishonim say, no, it's the Shtika, the fact that you weren't Moche, that's a Raya, that you were Moche, that you sold it. If you weren't Moche, it's a Raya, that you sold it, and therefore the way Mocha works is kind of backwards. It's not that you need the Mocha, but it's just that if you're not Moche, so then, you know, we'll consider it to be a Raya that you... de facto sold it or gave it as a gift. So before we discuss nafkaminas, I was just wondering, you know, who on mi mutal hachiyuv lochiach shehaya macha? Meaning after 3 years. So I say there was a macha, and you say there wasn't a macha. We're in machlokas. Was there a macha? Wasn't there a macha? So whose responsibility is it to prove there was a macha? Is it the responsibility of the ma'arer, which is the pashtus? Or do you say it's the responsibility of the machzik to prove that there wasn't a macha? So it's pretty clear, and everyone the sheet, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah who explains why it's not the responsibility of the ma'ari. So let me just pull it up for you here. The Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Amar Hamaarer b'toch gimel mechisi, v'adei tzarech l'havi edin. It's the responsibility of the Ma'arer to prove that he was mocha. It's a chavtes amabez in the Rabbeinu Yonah. The kaya l'an mocha b'fnei shtayim v'intzarek l'am uksob. Shemachzik ina yochal l'havi edin shalom micha mehamaarer d'lo ra'ino ina raya. His first answer, Rabbeinu Yonah, is that why is it that the machzik doesn't have to bring a raya, that there wasn't an error? Because you can't, it's lo ra'ino ina raya. What do you mean, you bring a raya that it wasn't? It's not shayach. Oh, the Kevin Shahichzi Chazaka Gemura Ad shezeh zakuk l'macha avadei olav limchos b'fnei edim. Secondly, he was machzik. He was machzik chazaka gemura ad shezeh zakuk l'macha avadei olav limchos b'fnei edim. So it's an interesting, you know, formulation. Rabbi Chanan in the Chovah Shiurim, Os Kuftalid also wonders. He says like this: Aval v'nuki Yosef Pirish Tam Achid. The Raya shel Chazaka mishtikaso shel Ma'ariz. Because it's this idea that according to the Ran, that the Kevin Shemichal Loshasak Lamaani Chazaka L'chora Lafi Tam Ze Lama Tzarech Ma'ar Lahavi Raya Shemicha Halo Im Be'emes Micha Lohaisa Chazkasa Klum. In Kain Adrab Ala Machzik Levarer Shehi Chazakam Alia. Right, so the Lacharan wonders. He says, "Asha, should be telling us like Kira that who? Let's put it on the word. That's me. Why? Again, I don't look on the sheet. But al mi mutal achiyov. La achiyov the la aviraya shahaya macha. So." If we assume that the shtika is what gives the machzik the chazaka, so who should have to prove that there was no macha? The pashas, the machzik. The machzik needs the shtika to finish off his chazaka. Right? So that's why Bachanan is bothered by this.
It's hard. I think that's still the Mekudash. I think it's possible still the Mekudash explanation within shtika. Pashas of Shtika is that if there, you don't have to prove silence, silence is self-evident. So if we don't know about a macha, so there was silence for 3 years. If you want to say that you weren't silent, so you have to prove it. That's
what Rukhana writes. Rukhana writes like this.
I think that's like
he says, "Sach kevda chazaka vadayis ubitol chazaka de machas safek ain't safek mozvi vaday." That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because if we're saying Shtika is a raya, so you don't need to prove Shtika. Shtika is self-evident. To say that I don't have to prove that you were quiet, it's
okay.
You're
that's
quiet.
What I'm trying to explain. I think
that's the.
I thought that the maybe that's an answer. I think that like the default. Let's take the other direction. If it's a question of you know causing him to be guard his shtar, so then who has to bring a raya that there was a macha?
Likely the Meyer.
Likely the Meyer. No, I think it's Ruchach, no? The only likely?
I mean, once you say this, you could say the same thing. Like,
what do you mean?
Once you have a screen agreed to say that, you have to say the same thing, that your Chazaka is only if you can prove that he didn't.
Yeah? Okay, I don't know. I thought when I thought about this idea, to me it was like Pashat, that if it's Mr. Shtare, so it's Pashat the Meyer has to prove that he Takos mocha, and that's why the guy should keep on holding his shtar. He doesn't have a shtar, oh, it must be his line. Whereas if it's a question of the shtika, so maybe the machzik has to prove they're a shtika. And then, unless you explain like Rabbi Chanan says, that, you know, it's a safek, vein safek mozi divade, or like the line of Rabbeinu Yonah, where he says, lora inu lahavi raya, kind of like you're saying, that like, you know, shtika is just a lack of something. So you can't force somebody to say nothing happened. You know, if something did happen, you have to make a raya. So I just think it needs some explaining. That's all I'm trying to say. It's just a question of direction. Meaning these two understandings of you know, are very fundamentally different understandings. The shtika understanding sounds like the chazaka does everything, and the shtika ruins the chazaka. Right? And the Minstar Bishtare understanding sounds like, no. It's only the Minstar Bishtare, really the Chazaka. Hey, think about it. Meaning. Say it again. What was I saying here? The Shtika understanding is saying that really for the Chazaka, it doesn't do everything. You need his Shtika to make it, to make yours. Apologies. The Mizr Shari sounds like the Machzik does everything. We spoke about this in the past. You know, is the Chazaka itself a Raya or not? The understanding that Shtika is necessary sounds like the Chazaka isn't everything. Whereas the understanding of Mizr Shari sounds like it really is yours. It's just that there's a Reyesa that you don't have to start. That Reyesa doesn't exist for 3 years unless you do Machan, then you create the Reyesa. You know. So this, you know, potentially, again, the Halacha, it's obvious that the Ma'arer is the one who has to bring a Raya that there was a Machan. The question is, why is that? So I think that the 2 days of Reyuna might be totally in this as well. Meaning, is it, if you understand that the purpose of the Bacha is to create a reality, has to hold Shomer Shtar, so it's obvious that the Ma'arer has to bring her up. Whereas if it's a question of the Shtika, so then maybe you would have a Hava Mina, let's say, that the Machzik is the one who has to bring it. Kamashal or not, but at least there's a Hava Mina discussion. But again, it's not in Bukhraf, I didn't put it on the sheet. Again, mostly because they didn't have space, but maybe it was Mina Shemayim, because it's really not such a great enough Mina. It's more enough Mina Havana, not really Halacha. Everybody seems to agree in Halacha that the Machzik, in the Mahara rather, is the one who has to bring the right. Let's discuss what we do have on the sheet. Machash Lofana. So we already saw in the Gemara two deyas, on the Chavches, on the Beis, Chavtes, and Aleph, question of, you know, is Machash Lofanav enough? The Gemara seems to assume that it is enough. And the Gemara wonders, you know, if you learn from Shura Muad, you know, why is that the case? And the Gemara says, Chavra Isla. Now, the Ran, likewise, source number 3, said that the reason for Macha is because of Shtika, the Shtika is a Raya for the Machzik. And he brings a Raya. What's his Raya? Shafilu ha'idu b'faneinu eidei Macha sheim lo yigilu shum adam. The Eidei Macha testified that he didn't tell anybody, and he couldn't have known. It still works. So the Ran seems to assume that's a Raya, that it's not a din in guarding the Shtar. If you look at the Rosh, the truth is the Gemara already seems to have, all the Gemaras and Chavches and Chavtes sound like it's obvious that Macha Shulchanav works. The Gemara and Laflamid Chesam Obey speaks about a Boreach, where by a Boreach the Chazaka doesn't work because it sounds like it needs to be a Fana. So we have already ambiguity in the Gemaras, it could be a Machlokes Amoraim. And the Rosh has an interesting formulation, source number 8. Why? Even if we know for a fact this case was not known to the Maxik. So the Rosh says, "Leave it to Tachanas Chachamim." That's for me, number one. Lo shama, machzik. So if it's Tachanas Rabbanan, so you might say it works. Kach tiktu Chachamim. There's Mesak Alpi Rov. Usually there's a person. If you assume that it's a din in shtika, then what? Then, like the Ran says, it works because he wasn't shosek. We don't care if the guy heard. The Ma'ara wasn't chosen. Then it's obvious it works. It's Moel Bevada, right? If it's a Tachanim, so it's Moel Mikoch Tachana. Because, you know, that's how Tachanim is sacking things. I'll be wrong. People hear. So it may works. If you take this tzad, that it's really a function of guarding the Shtar, you take it seriously, at a Sof, then you have to ask yourself, does it really work? Is it possible that's what the Deya and the Gemara Da'alam and Ches holds, that by Boreach it doesn't work? Is it possible people will taka argue with this, you know, potential. Okay. Yeah.
I just add that I think even though overwhelmingly it's probably true, I wouldn't say Bevada just because it's possible that if you hold Shtika, so you require like what's the reason if you hold Shtika that you need to do it with Naden or
it could be Makishin, no?
Yeah, but you could do that without necessarily formal
either. Had psulim, let's say.
Yeah, like if you can get a case where there would be nemanis without edus, it seems like you need some type of like clear demir stops that like why are you like you need to be to protest.
It's only meaningful.
Exactly. So and that's why some people distinguish it. If he says like the Rama, I think distinguishes if he says to them specifically, I'm being mocha, but don't tell anyone, then that doesn't work. But if he says don't tell that guy and then even if they don't tell anyone, then it will work.
Okay.
So it's possible that maybe like a person has to do his due diligence to make sure that the person hears about his displeasure. Because like otherwise, like is it normal to let...
It's not enough to just be mochel. It has to be that the guy hears about it. Because it's like a shir in the shtika. It's not called a chisar in shtika
right.
If you do it in such a way that the guy's not going to hear about it because it doesn't mean anything. Right?
Although I think like...
Okay, so I'll put a question mark here.
Likely, I think...
The pashtus, but okay, I hear that. Okay. Is that good? Okay. So the next issue that comes up is the question of the Lashon Lamecha. The Gemara Lamed Chesam Beis discusses what do you have to actually say. Hechi Dami Mecha, source number 9. Amar Zvid Planya Gazalna Hu Lohavi Mecha. I say that this guy sitting on the land, he's a Gazan. That's not a Mecha. Planya Gazlana Hu Denaki Arai. He took my land because Lanusa. This guy sitting on my land. And tomorrow I'm going to go to Beis Din. That's a machab. So saying as a gazel stam isn't enough. I have to say he stole gazel my land, and I'm going to take him to Beis Din. So the Rashbam brings the machlokes and shown him. Do you really have to say that it's my land and I'm going to take you to Beis Din, or is it enough to say it's my land? Meaning to say he's a gazel stam. I'm just saying a gazel, a couple of names. It's not really a machab. If I say he stole my land, is that enough, or do I have to say he stole my land and I'm taking him to Beis Din? So if you look at the Rashbam, second line, v'lo amar l'machar tavana le'bedina mafkina minei el'aploni gans. If I just say he stole my land, because achila ari, because l'nusa b'vad are who knows him p'kam b'chaveiro v'lo lo k'mosu edus v'ena macha kach b'rishach. So Yekos Rebbeinu Chananu says that it's not enough to say that he stole my land, you have to say I'm going to take him to Beis Din. Lishna Akrina, Shamati Bishmuas from Yaakov Bar Yakar, the Iker plat the Iker, he agrees with the second opinion. The Plonigazlana who afilu hisker al karka ze shamaksi klav machoi. Shari lo micha bachmas atzma. I say he's a gazlin, you might say he stole that land, that's not a problem. That doesn't work. It's not a good machav. Hari hu kamisha ar ploni maxi makarkos shalachirim. Well, the pogum is coming, I just want to, badmouth him. I don't say it's my land. If I say he stole my land, it's still good enough. So there are two days here in the Rashbam. Do you have to say just that it's my land? Or is it enough to say that it's my land? Or do I have to say it's my land and I'm going to take it to Beis Din? So what's the machlokas here? So again, it could be all a function of what people, mean. When I say he stole my land, maybe because I badmouth him. No, I stole my land. That really means I'm going to take him to Din and he has to, show me the star, etc. Look at the Yad Ramah. Ela al korchach mishum to losagia belavachi to chol hechad to logali daite to daite la mitvina bedina slamcha daite to machzik to lotavale lomis darbishdari. The Rama says he's assuming that you have to say I'm going to take him to Din, because even saying he stole my land is not enough. He's not going to be shomer in the shire. So it could be some chokes mitzias, if you will, how people think. But and it might also be totally an aruch hakira. How so? If it's a function of shtika, what would you say? I saw you stole my land. Not shtika, right? Havi macha. Here, what's two? Gazalta karka shali. You stole my karka. I didn't say tavan alavidin. So if it's a question of shtika, he was moche. If it's a function of guarding the shtar, it could be that until you say, I'm taking you to Din, he's not going to get it. Maybe he's not, 100% aware. You need to tell him, explicitly, guard your star. You have to at least say, Tavara Ledin, so he'll know to guard your star, to watch the star. If it's Takana Rabbanan, so it's a question, I guess, how in Rasakin, it's an open question. If you look at the Rambam, it's interesting. Sometimes you don't say that it was my land, you stole it. You'd say that you're renting it. Ketzer mecha. Omer, teishtayim ploni shu mishtamish b'chaseru b'sadi gazlin, lasin yitoveh, chenei omer lem schura hi biyodo, omer shkuna, bim yiton olay shemacharti onasati, ani toveh oso b'din, v'chein kol kiyotzi b'zeh, harizu mecha. So there's a mechokos he's shown in the case of schura. You have to say, it's rented. That's my mecha. It's rented. And I'll take you to Din if you deny it. Do you have to say that, or if you just say it's rented? Can you just say schura? So the Rambam is doing the Rambam that even in a case of schura, you have to say, and if you deny it, if you claim you bought it, I want to take you to Din. Why is that? So here too, if it's a question of shtika, So Skura is not Shtika. I'm not quiet. I'm saying it's Skura. After 3 years, nobody's going to let somebody sit there. He has to shout out Skura. Whereas if it's a function of making sure he's going to hold on to the shtar in the future, so maybe you have to explicitly say, you know, v'ilo et ve'oto ledin, as the Rambam holds. Okay. Another nafkamina, question of macha, bifne, shtayim, or shalosh. Again, we spoke previously about the need to be mocha in front of the bialim. Let's assume that it's macha shalom bifne bialim. Because Machalok is how to understand this case, 2 and 3. Is that in front of Bailin, Shalom Bifnei Bailin? Let's assume it's Shalom Bifnei Bailin. So Machalok works Shalom Bifnei Bailin if you, you know, do it in front of 2 or 3 people. That's a Gemara in the Salam Tesla with Aleph, Rav Chiyah, Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Machalok Bifnei Shtayim, Rav Avob, Shem Yochanan, Bifnei Shlosh. So do you need 2 or do you need to do it in front of 3? So Tosfos Rid here is a very, very nice formulation. Hilkach, what's the Machalok? Imicha Bifnei Shtayim, Havi Machalok. Afal Pi, Shalom Gia, Lozno Hamakzik. Two people we're soon we're not going to necessarily be fired. So maybe only 3 people is like a rabbim. But there's a sadusa. The micha, lama shatakta. If the way machal works is that it's the salik olav hatuna, lama shatakta, 2 is enough. Shishitchaska no senes a masla tanasa shalmachzik, vine maybe aidim shalashasa. Kemish ain't a masla tanasa, ain't a chazak. Umar Savar Taima the Chazaka Eino Ela Bifnei Davar Ach Echad or maybe Acher the Ad Flas Shane Mizder Shtare Bichol Zman She Davar Zeh Yimotze Af Al Pi She Eino Masla Tanoso Mehimden Le Hilkach Macha She Mishaberes Ha Chazaka Beinan She Tia Gilui Milsa She Tucha Lagia Ba Ozni Amachzik In Gilui Milsa Be Botzir Mishlosha Hilkach Imicha Bifnei Shlosha She Yigid Avar Osa Bahavi Macha Damirin Le What's a machlok if it's 2 or 3? If it's a function of shtika, so how many do you need? Sufficient to have 2. Whereas if it's a function of making sure that he hears, in order to watch the star, to guard the star, then you need shalosh. So the way the Rid is understanding this machlokes amoraim is gufa machlokes how the machal works. If it's a function of not having shtika, if you have shtika, it's a raya that was sold. You don't have shtika, you do machat and not have shtika. So you have 2 eidim who say you weren't chosen. Whereas if it's a function of making sure that the machzik is going to be nizar b'shtaro, and if now he doesn't have a shtar, now it's a raya, then really, you know, it's a reyesa, and it's chazaka, and therefore I can take the land back. Then you have to make sure he hears. How do you make sure he hears? You need 3 people. Only 3 people is the farsa and milsa, and only 3 people will you know that he heard of it. Dor Sameach doesn't quote the Rid, but he has a very similar analysis. He's working with, you know, shtika versus tachanas chachamim, which again, like we said before, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, might be very, very similar, but his formulation is worth reading. Source number 15. He's taking the Ramban, you know, as not just a Havni, he's taking it more seriously. Really, if not even 1 be enough, it wasn't shosek, but 1, you know, maybe he'll be kofer. So if there ikur nekuda is about shtika, so 2 is enough. Even 1 fundamentally would be enough. When the Amar says shlosh, it's Amar shita as haksos achoshen. Bishun takanas lekuchos. The kevin de min harov loyavo lidei machzik macha shuv mahoil chachamim mitakanasam. The kati lo yizvade mizev lo yizar b'shtare. Again, he's putting this takanas chachamim together with nizder b'shtare, and he says we takanas chachamim is that we need the machzik to find out about it in order to be careful to be shomer his shtar. And if he's not gonna do, if you do machab less than three, he won't find out about it. So mahoil chacham b'takanasam. Kati leizavada mizevel leizavish darei b'lekach bayish losha mivada yavo liyada. Im bechoza liyavo liyada lashach chashu chacham el miyud lashchicha kai shapi rave machab v'dok. So he assumes. The obvious is Takanas Chachamim. So in the end, he doesn't hear it. Still, you did it for three, so you did Takana. You fulfilled Takana, and you would consider the Macha, even if in the end we find out that the guy never heard about the Macha. So again, today's time for Shlosha. If it's Takanas Chachamim, so then Machara it would be Shalosh. Again, it depends how the Masakin really, but the way that the Arsenech assumes is that you need Shalosh. If it's shteika, then fundamentally shtayim, or maybe even one, even eight echad, you know, if he would be believed, and the hakasha wouldn't work against. Just briefly, a couple more nafkaminas. It says a call. You have a call that the land isn't his. The bialim weren't the original bialim weren't moche. There's a call. What does that do for you? So says the Rashba. And that Flamed Gimel Aleph brings up a chokas Yishonim. Amar le lekucha hi biyadi lomatzis amret anafik le kala da ara tiyasmi. Pirush Rach, excuse me. Pirush Rach, ikar macha amai hi, ki heichi dinishma lokeach umizdar bishtarei. Haka kevin diyada the isalach kala the aradiyasmi ka achalt kimacha dami. V'yomru lecha bezin evay lach lezdur bishtar. So the Rebbein Chanan says that if there's a call that it's not yours, you have to be shomer the shtar. But Rabbi Piresh, the law of the memra, the itayin lekucha hibiyadi lo mehemen. The vade itayin mehemen. Lo mevatlin en chazaka mishum kala. Lo mevatlin en chazaka mishum kala. He says you wouldn't say it because you're embarrassed to say it. So it seems to be this machom is showing here between the Rebbe Chanan and the Ravid. What's the din of a call? It's a call. Call she'eno shalom. So there's no formal macham. It's a call she'eno shalom. What would the halacha be? So if it's a question of making sure that the guy who's holding on to the shtar, people are right. There's a call. They know they have to hold on to the shtar, right? Then it's Have Kimacha. He wasn't actually Moche. Whereas if it's a question of Shtika the Bailim, it's very nice, it's a call. But at the end of the day, with the Bailim Shosek, yeah, it's a Bailim Shosek, so it's not a Macha. Lo Have Macha, the purpose of the Macha is the Bailim shouldn't be Shosek. And here the Bailim were Shosek. Bailim were Shosek. Some stabber to say the Balaam didn't feel a need to be mocha because there's a call. This doesn't. I don't think so. You think so?
Hey, I think you can argue that also. That like their shtika is problematic because this guy. Why is their shtika not problematic in the first 2 years? So everyone knows. Okay, he's only there for 2 years. That doesn't show the Balaam. So everyone knows. Okay, it's not really this guy's land. So there's no pressure to say anything.
I hear you saying. You're saying not that I'm saying that. If he doesn't feel a need, a pressing need to say something, because everybody knows that the guy's just sitting there, you know, so Amela, it's like, I don't know, to me it's harder to say, but I definitely, it's possible. It's possible. Another nafkamina, Micha.
Definitely if you think it's like the random allegory being a yomah to come to Stockholm, and where the, since you know, then you can put it in. Like, since,
what do you mean?
Since the right is that you didn't make a Micha, you should have made a macha because you know the takana is that this guy has a 3-year period. So then you can say, well, since there's a kol, he should be zarek for the shtar, and then you don't have to say anything.
Then you say like I'm saying.
I'm saying that if you hold that the shtika is significant because of the takana, so then I'd certainly think that the kol would be like a macha.
The kol would be like a macha.
Yeah.
Because why would it be like a macha?
Because it effectively is the same. It's like just like we're saying according to. He's darig shtari, it should be like macha. So the only reason why, according to Rabbi Yonah, your lack of macha is consequential is because you know that this guy has a 3-year window where he has to be zar, and then afterwards, so the fact that you didn't say anything is massive. But if you can assume that he's going to be
bizarre, okay, fine. But that's a technical thing. You're saying it's backdoor because it's created by this.
I'm saying,
That I agree with 100%. In terms of pure macha, I have a hard time, but here it's possible. Okay, macha. A person says makes one taina. He first says schura. Then he says you're a gazlan. What happens? This is the second macha, the first macha. So there's the sugyas later on in the perek, laftaf test. Again, a lot of discussions there. Laftaf test. The Rambam, if I remember correctly, doesn't bring this down. One second. The Rambam doesn't bring this din down. Because the Mishnah in Toein, Yud Aleph Zayin, wonders like this. Well, Masha Amru Sham, Tani Bar Kapara, Ira, Bechazav Ira, Bechazav Ira, Malchus Atayna Rishon, Bechule, Leidati Lama Lohevi Rabbeinu. To the halachos heviyav, the Rif brings it. V'chein shara poskim, and the Rosh Hashanah actually thinks the Rambam argues. Rosh Hashanah choshmish berkuf and vav zayin says the Rambam hishmitin ze legamri v'leidati lama shehi brayso ufureshes ule sfele the Rambam poligal ze the lo omar halacha kvar kapara. So maybe the Rambam argues with this halacha. Maybe that even if you're so sure yourself in your various tainas, one macha so sure another macha. Maybe that would still work as a macha. So the name Shlomo, or Shlomo Gottsried, he has an interesting formulation here. He's working with Tosus, that if you learn Shor HaMuad, then it's really connected to the Shtika, the opposite from the Ramban. Shafer ve chazaka benida dida the kevin the mode the mechasa rishona aisa sheker have kiilu shosak oz. So the Pnei Shlomo wants to say like this: that if the ikar reason is because of shtika, so I'm now contradicting what I said a minute ago or 2 years ago. Meaning I made one taina, and now 3 years later I make another taina, and it's soser, and then I said it's gzula, and now I say it's schura, or vice versa. So then, Iglai Milsa, that was meaningless. So it was shosek. And therefore, it should still work. The chazaka should work. It shouldn't be gezira macha. If it's a function of being careful, the stars, I have to be careful. And here, the guy's claiming that I'm the machzik shalokadin. So I have to make sure that my star is in a safe. I can't just leave it around. It's going to get lost. So I have to be very careful. I thought maybe you could say this for carrot. I thought maybe, but again, I'm not 100% sure. You can say that if it's a question of shtika, I wasn't chosik. So okay, I made this claim, now I'm making this claim. I wasn't chosik. Whereas in function of holding up the stars, so maybe the guy's like, what if I hold the stars? This guy's just, he's just making me crazy. He's a mishugana. I don't need to hold on to my star. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it's not such a good enough minute if you can say both ways. But he certainly is linking it to the chakira. He thinks that it's a function of shtika. It would not be a macha, because the blind will say there was no macha. And if it's a question of holding out the star, then it would be a good macha. That's what the Pnei Shlomo suggests into this nachmina of macha sosos. Just to summarize, we have a basic question: how macha works? Is it being mazir the machzik to be shown with the star? Is it that the not doing a macha, the shtika, the raya that was told? We have a tachanas chachamim sad, which again could be stuck into the star idea, and the Kodesh Rabbi Yonah and Tazrosh, as mentioned, might be connected also as a shtika through the back door. We have the shita of Rabbi Abba Saloni, that the fact that I was told, by the machzik was told that I'm a gazlan, and I didn't defend myself, it's a raya that in fact I am a gazlan. In terms of Tzvedinim, so we do have a concept of Cheskas Gimel Shalim by Godros. The Gemara says, I'm drawing on a base. Godros in the Chazaka, Amarova in the Chazaka Alter, but Akar Gimel, they have a Cheskas Gimel Shalim. And of course, the question is how that works. So the Ritva and the Chavches says that fundamentally, Godros should have a Chazaka at the point in time where it wouldn't be normal for a person to hold on to them. So, I have a computer. I lend the person a computer for a week. I'm not going to lend them a computer for 6 months. It's very unlikely. After 6 months, you still know he bought it from me. Meaning, every item is different. A pen, you lend, every item has a different shear, how, personal is that item, how much do I need it, v'chule, v'chule. So the Ritva says it was a takana de rabbanon, it's too complicated, shalol chalek, lo plug rabbanon, and they said it's 3 years. But the Nesivos points out, source number 20, that there usually aren't shtaros by metaltalin. And as such, the Chesed Kimel Shanim is only going to work based on the shtika. It's not a question, oh, you shouldn't have one of the shtar. There is no shtar. It's a question of the shtika. So the Nesivos says, V'chein v'godros after leka shtara, mahani chazaka shlulafanav, that hayalo hakbid afilu shlulafanav. With hikbid ikaraya shemachra. So maybe if this hakira exists in the world of Cheskas Karka, when it comes to Godros, maybe it's all a function of the shtika, and just point to where that shtika, you know, what point again? Seems din lo plug is 3 years, but fundamentally it's not working based on Mizder Vishtare, because there is no star. It's really a function of the shtika, Lashon L'Nesivos, with lo kikbit ikaraya shemachra. If you look at the Pnei Shlomo and Chav Ches, he basically runs with this idea. He says, let's say I do macha and I say, don't tell anybody. So we know, and generally, that doesn't work. You have to let the edim be able to spread the word. But when it comes to Godros, it would work. We don't care about the shtar because there's no shtar. It's all a question of makbid. Again, then maybe nothing's going to say, well, maybe if you're makbid in such a way that you'll never find out, it's felt in the hakpada. It's not, it doesn't have a shame hakpada, right? That's, I think, what he said before. But he's not assuming that way. And he's just, again, makes good sense to say that even if this kahira does exist, when it comes to kakaos, when it comes to metathlin, it would be more a function of the lack of hakpada being a raya, that it was solved.